Autism describes a neurodivergent, different pattern of brain development and thinking. Being autistic affects how a person communicates with and relates to other people. It also affects how a person experiences the world around them. Autistic children, young people, and adults are likely to see things differently to others, express themselves differently, and process sensory information differently. Whilst autistic people have similarities, each individual has their own personality, characteristics, strengths, and needs. While being autistic can come with its challenges, it can also equip the individual with unique strengths and skills. For example, autistic individuals can think in different ways, which can lead to being innovative and creative. Autistic individuals can be extremely passionate and knowledgeable about things of particular interest. It is important to understand and embrace our differences so that we can work with our brains and not against them to enable each individual to thrive. We have created an autism quick guide that you can see below and download too. To receive a diagnosis of autism, the individual must show significant differences in the following areas across several contexts of their daily life: social communication and interaction, and strong passionate interests with fixed linear thought patterns and behaviours. Autistic individuals also often experience differences in sensory processing. We have gathered a list of helpful books where people share their experiences of being autistic. You can see this under the heading Autistic Experiences. We have also included a list of successful and famous autistic people here to show that autistic individuals can thrive and do incredible things. You can also read more detailed information about autism in the following sections, which include autism and communication, autism strengths and challenges, autism and sensory processing, autism emotions and anxiety, and autism assessment and diagnosis. You can also see some recommended external links at the bottom of the page.